10,165 Tanger Factory Outlet Center, Inc., northeast of corner of Route 1 and Road 271, a variance for additional wall signs.
Darlene.
You swear a firm testimony you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Passing down some things. I'm here before you this evening to request additional wall sign for Banana Republic Outlet Store and the Tanger Outlets in Rehoboth Beach. This store is on the southeast corner of the property. It has a unique situation with the three sides of the store, each facing a different direction. One being the parking lot of the outlets, the side faces Highway 1, and then the rear of the building does face Glade Road. So there's three significant areas to wait to look at the building. What I passed down, I've highlighted the map of the outlets showing you the store in question here on the corner of Highway 1 and Glade Road. And then moving on to the next page, this shows presently the store does have two existing wall signs. The one on the storefront, which was permitted, and then the second wall sign, which was previously brought before this board and approved for a second wall sign. So those are existing now. And then if you go into page 3, this shows the rear of the building, and that's where we're requesting the actual third wall sign. And this, the rear of the building, as I said, faces Glade Road. Since this outlet store is exceptionally large, it's 8,000 square foot unit, our client would like to maximize its advertising potential by utilizing the rear wall with sign identification for potential customers passing by on the Glade Road. We feel this type of additional sign request, it has been approved previously by this board. If you look on to page 4, I have photos showing other stores in this outlet center that were granted second and third wall signs. Black & Decker was granted second and third wall signs. And then page 5 is Carter's. They also were granted second and third wall signs. And then also on page 6, the Coldwater Creek Outlet was granted second and third wall signs. And just, this is just another store having the same three-sided exterior wall character. We were just hoping that you would approve our request. Page 7 does show the actual rear wall that and on the left here, I show where the Banana Public sign would be installed. And again, right down the line, there are existing signs. So we feel that it wouldn't be, another sign would not be out of character in the neighborhood due to adjacent stores already having signs on this wall as well. And then just going back to the actual size of the sign that we're asking for, on page 3, the overall size is 2 feet and then overall length is 38 feet. So it'd be 76 square feet.
The wall area is what, 5%?
Yes, the overall wall area is 15,001 square feet, and then so the percentage of the sign for the wall on the wall area would be 5%, as I've figured it. And then on page 2, it does show the existing size. It's the same size sign that is already on the front and side of the building.
Okay, so one's 4% and another is 5. You're keeping pretty consistent with the...
Yes. One, just the side of the building is just much wider than the front and the back.
Mm-hmm. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Portman?
No.
Mr. Webb? Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no questions. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10165, as I don't believe it will alter essential character of the mall.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10165. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes.